heart was beating for you. I wish I'd cuddle you and squeeze you in my arms forever. Your body drive me crazy.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We always talk about, I have unconditional love. Unconditional love is, we don't even know it. Because if a person stops stimulating us, we stop loving them. We're all trying to get to this next level without, as my brethren says, without the next level finding us.
I lean negotiations with the moon, whoever's listening. Between us got me messed up, got me tripping. I'll wait for you. Be you to call and say you miss me like you do. In my line is sparking action. You've been flying in the wrong direction. Now you're on a red eye to see me. One way ticket to New York City. Back and forth and I'm stressing. Say you'll be back in a second. They say loving is easy, but now when one of us is leaving. Back on a plane, two different coasts. When we're alone, where does the love go? What if you go, forget the way home? Running in circles, we're never together. So where does the love go?
There's too many miles on us. Too many plane tickets piled. I don't even know what to say. I just keep on counting backward lanes. But can't no sleep. Got me messed up from the window seat. Spirit feels low, but upon a sheet. When we're alone, feels like I already got a lead.
Back on a plane, two different coasts. When we're alone, where does the love go? What if you go, forget the way home? Running in circles, we're never together. So where does the love go? Back on a plane, two different coasts. When we're alone, where does the love go? What if you go?
Spice for you, it's sweeter than some fruit. I keep it right for you, on the first flight to you. I ain't trying to fight with you, rather spend the night with you. Rather get inside of your soul, rain on it like rainbows. I'ma follow you. When I found you, it's like I found a pot of the gold. Put a ring on it, cause I know what I know. You know, put that thing on me, you the one that I chose. And I'ma tell them all about it, I'ma tell the world. I won't hide you like my problems. I'ma treat you right, I promise. And I'ma lead you right, just follow.
Said that last time.
All you needed was some guidance. All you needed was me be there for you always. We gon' do it like we always. I'ma hit it like I always. I'ma love you always. Always. Always, always.
When I'm laughing all your ways, I'm thanking God for what he made. And when I hit you, we gon' make the lemonade.
Every time.
My love will never change.
Hey, I want to cry, boy.
For you, let's make some room for the baby cat. She keep it real, but still a fan of me.
Thanks.
I got it back, no baggage. Was looking for my heart, she had it. Under the stars, romancing.
Yeah.
I play your favorite song, slow dancing.
Right.
I got the whole world in my hands.
My
but tell the world we can't be friends.
I'ma tell them all about it.
Tell the world.
I won't hide you like my problems. I'ma treat you right, I promise. And I'ma lead you right, just follow.
See,
all you needed was some guidance. All you needed was me be there for you always. We gon' do it like we always. I'ma hit it like I always. I'ma love you always. Always. Always, always.
The Morning CKUT 90.3 FM.
Lolo, how's that song go? Na 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 na. Hey, 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 you ain't gonna clap? Goodbye. I don't know if it's goodbye or good night, but the Montreal Canadiens will not be winning the Stanley Cup this year. It's goodbye? Okay, perfect. I got it lined up. So, unfortunately, they won't be destroying our city upon winning the Stanley Cup this year. So, shout out to the Tampa Bay Lightning for winning the Stanley Cup. Montreal, my city, it is July 9th, 2021, and you are locked into the Morning Detour, Montreal's premier morning show. I'm your host, Wheezy Moon Chaser, alongside Larina PR. How are you doing this morning, Queen?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. The weather's up and down. We're going to talk about climate change a little later on in the show. A lot of things is moving. Of course, the shitstorms continue, Larina. So a lot of things is moving. But as we open up here, how was your week this week? Busy? Crown Project? I see you were on a live the other day. What's going on? You're like an Uber broadcaster now, huh?
I'm out here trying. But I did my live and then I lost the video. So that's gone.
It's the growing pains. So yeah, last Friday was my birthday. So later that evening, my lady threw me a surprise birthday party. It was great to see my friends come out. I had one of these cakes, and I know people saw it on our IG yesterday. I had one of these cakes where it had this thing that said "pull here." So I'm like, why am I pulling stuff on a cake? Why are there things to pull on a cake? I wasn't hip to the new cake boss vibes. So I pulled the thing, and it was just a whole bunch of money that came out because I really wanted a new mic. This mic that Joe Buns and Dave Chappelle uses. So I could sound even sweeter, Larina. So that's going on.
So that's dope. You got a money cake.
I got a money cake. Can we open up here this morning talking about the terraces, the parties, the clubs opening up? Can we open up about that? Before I get to the terraces, I saw in our dancehall community there was like a low-key jam. We didn't get an invite to it. I'm trying to figure out where this was happening. Because it's as if everything is open now. They're getting rid of the social distancing. We're down to a meter. The stores could reopen and have a full capacity of people. We're going to talk about that later. But it's as if the world is fully open now. Is COVID done? Did we not miss a memo up here at the Morning Detour?
Isn't there another Delta variant?
Stop it. So on Sunday, I went to Terrace Mosaku to celebrate my anniversary with my lady. And I actually got in, Larina. We made reservations. There was still a line. So I don't understand the point of making a reservation. You're still going to make the line. That's beyond me. But I knew the guys at the door. Shout out to our boy, Big Reg from Local Legends, and my man, Adam. So I got in there. So this is my first experience. Obviously, everybody's excited, Larina. It was short skirts and fancy fashion all over the place. But the thing now, when you go to terraces and club now, once you're seated at your table, you can't stand up and dance. You can't move around. You got to stay at the table. So that's the new party vibe. So I wanted to ask you this morning, are you down with that? Like going to terraces and you just got to stay at your table and that's about it? That's how we partying now, post-COVID? PC?
I don't know. It's because I look at other parties happening and people are close together.
You're talking about parties in the States, right?
I sure am. I don't know. Maybe over here it's a bit different. We're more cautious of what's happening around us. So maybe it's going to be like that for now and then they'll change it up later.
Listen, I have no idea what's going on. But speaking about parties, on Monday was International DJ Appreciation Day. And that was pretty dope. So, man, God knows. The DJs have held us down morally, emotionally, throughout this pandemic over the last 18, 19 months. I don't know where we're at right now. The Olympics are still calling it Tokyo 2020. But we'll get to that in 1 second. Let me know. We'll get to that in just 1 second. So, Monday was National DJ Appreciation Day. And we had you on our Detour 514 on our Instagram. Where you had posted up there for people to say who were their favorite DJs. So, do you have some of the names that popped up? I saw Fafa pop up. I saw DJ K Crayola, J.E. Buns, Star Q. I know Quiet Sane's name popped up as well.
Yep, DJ Blaster.
Of course, Blaster.
Quite a bit. So, I was happy to see that. DJ Kaz. There was a lot of DJs that popped up. DJ, I think, Lex. There was a lot of names that popped up. So it was great that people interacted. So thank you so much to our listeners and our audience and our followers to participate in that and show some love to the DJs because, like you said, they really held us down for the last 15 months and really like got creative and found a way to really connect with us and create community. So that was dope.
They sure did. And make sure you guys continue to follow us because later on this evening, we're going to post our new giveaway. Ligna Money has their new Mango Blossom. We're going to give that away to a faithful listener of the Morning Detour. So look out for that. It's on the Detour 514 on our Instagram. Now, Larina, what was your favorite DJ party of all times? Do you remember, like, what was the best party experience and who was the DJ? Can you remember that? There's going to be a party in the States. Watch Montreal.
Okay, first of all, calm down. My favorite... I don't know. I can't think right off the bat, like, my favorite. There's just so many different memories. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of DJs where I heard their mix, like Star Q or Quite Sane, and I was like, yo, this DJ is dope. Not knowing that my older sister knows all of them, but, like...
Shout out to your older sister. But for me, personally, the best party I've been to was the Cool Effects. Now, they no longer do the Cool Effect, but the Cool Effect parties are crazy. Where you brought your own... You brought all your liquor. You had it in plastic. You could bring it in a cooler. Some people got creative, brought it in a bathtub one year. Andre Lerondo had a Cool Effect. The last Cool Effect of Andre Lerondo. DJed by DJ Young Child. The time, remember, I brought Shorty from the islands. That was the craziest party I've ever been to in my life. DJ Young Child killed it. You know when you're in a party with a DJ and for 2 hours, you're like, yo, I can't even find a song that didn't hit. When consisting for 2 hours is just the vibe.
Yeah.
Man, it's special, man. DJs are special, man. And now more than ever, they're being even more so valued. Let me get your thoughts on this. Iceland, 4-day work week, is deemed as an overwhelming success after a trial. So Iceland been trying out this 4-day work week. And, you know, ever since we started the Morning Detour, we always talked about, you know, these countries that have, like, these long-ass lunch breaks, 2-3 hours, these siestas, which I'm hoping we get over here in Canada. But Quebec, of course, is going to be, you know, the angry cousin. They don't want to have no parts in that. But Iceland is saying they tried this out with professionals and say, yo, this 4-day work week is working. Employees reported a dramatic improvement in their well-being, including lower stress and better work-life balance over the trial period. So I think that's great because I think, you know, especially for me, I'm a workaholic. We spend a lot of time working and, you know, something has to suffer, family, friends, and so forth. Do you think Quebec will ever get to a point where we have a 4-day work week?
From the way things are going now, I say no, but I think it's highly needed. So I'm all for the 4-day work week.
Oh, man. Well, listen, man, we can hope. I don't know who's going to be our next mayor. It's looking kind of dicey. The news is going to be very revealing this morning on the Morning Detour. Before we break out to some music to, you know, get this vibe going, can we talk about the Olympics a little bit?
Sure.
Now, I want to open up here. Do we still need the Olympics? Now, Louie and I was under the impression that the Olympics was an event that happened every 4 years where all the countries around the world came together and, you know, they showed who was the best at different physical activities. And it was dope because it showed the unity of the world. It was great because all eyes were on this event for, what, 2-3 weeks that's happening around the world. It was great. I thought it was great for business when the Olympics is in your city or in your town or in your country. It boosts the infrastructure. It boosts the economy. Everybody's happy. Over the last couple of years, I am not so sure. I'm not sure of the efficacy of the Olympics. So now this year, the Olympics will be happening in a few weeks in Tokyo, Japan. Now, on top of it, now, Larina, Tokyo is under a state of emergency. So now no fans could go to this. And I'm still here looking at myself like, why are we still having this? So nobody can go to it, which was part of the experience, right? The Olympic experience, having fans from all over the world come together and cheer on their nation. Now you can't do this. So I'm looking at this like, what is the point? And let's talk about Sha'Carri Richardson a little bit. Now, we're not advocating for drugs. We're not saying the IOC should still let her run. But I would like to say this. So, first of all, I'm surprised Nike's still backing her. So Nike has announced that it will continue to support U.S.-British Sha'Carri Richardson after she was suspended by the Olympics for using marijuana. And she said she used it after her mom passed away. She was feeling kind of down. So she used it. Now, let's understand one thing, Montreal. Weed is an inhibitor. As not an enhancer of physical attributes, right? So not like she was getting a better physical trait by smoking weed, but it's still against the rules. Do you feel, Arena, at some point that the Olympics have to update their drug list of, like, what's a prescribed drug and what's not a prescribed drug? Because in the Olympics this year, you do have a trans athlete. And I know, we know by the mechanics of medicine that said person has to use certain drugs so their body can conform and whatnot. I apologize if I'm not using the proper vernacular. But the thing is, I think at some point the U.S. Olympics, the IOC needs, not the U.S. Olympics, but the IOC, which is the International Federation of the Olympics Committee, they need to update their drug list at some point. But we also have to remember, in most countries, it's socialist, it's dictatorship, and weed is really bad viewed in most countries that are participating in the Olympics. So do you think the IOC was right for suspending Sha'Carri Richardson from the Olympics?
In this case, unfortunately, yes, because they do have rules. It doesn't surround the U.S., even though in the U.S. Weed is legal in 18 states. it is a global event. So right. in a lot of other countries, it isn't legal. So it's kind of maybe unfair to others. But I do think they need to revamp the rules because things are changing. Like in the U.S. and Canada, we right. do have weed as legal. So they should change it. And I also want to speak on Nike. And I feel that
let me know the hot take. Talk to me, Lola. No, what's wrong with Nike?
Nike did a good thing by still backing Sha'Carri because before track runner, I think it's Felix Allison.
Right.
He was represented by Nike and they dropped her when she got pregnant. So I think they did that so they wouldn't have backlash a second time when it came to track and field athletes. Representing them.
Okay, let's speak about rules a little bit deeper. So swim caps designed for natural black hair not allowed at Tokyo Olympics. Now Montreal, walk with me through this. So swimming caps designed for natural black hair won't be allowed at the upcoming Tokyo Olympics, with the sports world governing body saying that they are unsuitable due to them not. Now hear this, Poppy Larina. They're not following the natural form of the head. Now Larina, listen man, I don't know, I'm not an anthropologist, I don't know the person that studies the body, but I would think if the hair comes out of the head, it's not a natural state. It's not like somebody put their hair on. It's not like black women are putting these extra hair on and then getting these specially designed swim caps. So for them to say it's not following the natural form of the head, who comes up with these rules at the IOC? So the British brand Solcap sought to have its products officially recognized by FINA, but its application submitted last year was rejected. The company makes extra large caps designed to protect thick, curly, and voluptuous hair. I think this is needed. Why should our black ladies have to cut their hair to get into the swim thing? No.
Because they are not the standard.
Oh! So why didn't they just say that and stop telling me it's not following the natural form of the head?
Because they can't say that. So like you always say on this show, words are very important. It's the way that they word things. So we are not the standard. It happens in clothes when people like the big brands make jeans. It doesn't fit black women. Even lingerie and underwear. Some of the underwear, especially, I'm sorry to call them out, La Vie en Rose. A lot of their underwear, it's weird. It don't fit black women.
Shop at La Vie, baby. La Vie, black-owned company. LaVie.com got all the intimate wares that you need.
So this is a problem, but I think they handle that really wrong.
And on top of it now, with cases rising, Tokyo COVID state of emergency likely during Olympics. So now they're still forcing to do this Olympics. They're still calling it the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. So like a lot of us feel like we're in an episode of Manifest. Like did we disappear for a year? They're still determined to call it 2020. Okay, cool, fine, whatever. But no international fans will be permitted at the games to prevent the spread of COVID-19. So I asked the city once again, what is the point of still having the Olympics if fans from around the world cannot come and partake and support their national team?
But it's just like the NBA in the bubble. You were okay with the bubble because you got to watch it on TV. Same thing.
Yeah, but the bubble...
TV and advertising is still going to make money. It's all about money.
Okay, so let me push back against you. Yeah, the bubble, that's a good example. But the Olympics is it's a much larger scale. There's much more money to be made.
You can't say that. Fans of the NBA, y'all are wild. You guys are like loyal through and through. You can't. No.
And before I back out of this, another claim for me thinking that I think we should be done with the Olympics. Look what they did in Brazil. They freaking got rid of the favelas, many favelas in Brazil, to clear space to build more soccer courts. It was like a mini genocide happening. What is the IOC really doing? And who's really benefiting from having the Olympics in their country? Because a lot of countries have the Olympics and they don't make the money that they were expected to make.
No, I feel like it does hurt people within whatever city is holding the Olympics. But again, it's hurting us regular folk. I think the people that already have money and they're investing in this and they run these things in the Olympics, they're the ones that are making all the money.
Oh, well, the Olympics are set to begin end of July. So that's all I had this morning. This was our cooler break. Now, let me know. Let's jump with some music. I have a lot of different vibes. You know what? This is the DJ Moon One Terrace mix. This is my Terrace vibe. A lot of Afro beats. This is why, you know, let's get these shoulders moving. It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Another banger. Ooh.
Sexy love, what she need for my bad boy like me. Yeah, yeah. Sexy kiss is the thing that she ain't for my lips. Yeah, yeah. My sex herself is the only air that she breathe. And when I look into her eyes, I know that she can never get enough of me. Your body high me like lean. When we do it, skin to skin. And as the rush they increase, I feel the drip in your V. Shorty say she feeling so. She grab my neck and she whisper, please. Shorty, give me dirty splash from my chest to my knees. Shorty got a lot in her bucket list. I give her number one, she need a bucket quick. And when we done, she feel me like a majesty. Grip, 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 grip. Round two, quick, quick, quick. Round three, epilebe. Next day, we go do one for your place. Make sure that your daddy is known. Make sure that your mommy is known. Switch off that television. Netflix know what I came here for. Shorty better shut your door. Cause I know one disturb me boy. Shorty like it when I drill a hole. When I finish I go.
No, they feed you. Always the first to talk about your life. Look at the irony. Shame you for public on the beg you for sight. Don't get it twisted, oh. I know they kiss assy. That shit is not healthy. Keeping my distance, oh. Some people are worse than pandemic. If he go cause my peace, then I go take my leave. If he no be money, do not disturb me, please. If he go cause my peace, that's some expensive shit, oh. If you no be money, do not disturb me, please. My disorola, it is what it is, yeah. My boobie uliva. Money no they bring happiness, so now when I get money, I realize, so. But I know be hypocrite. I dey pray make you get your own too. See, bad times so never last. Hey, let me love my last. Yo, whoa, whoa, whoa. Life comes at you so fast. Small time you don't become waiting, you hate you. Okay, they hate their lives and they're lonely. No energy for nobody. We know they happy for me, for me. Okay, you hate your life and you lonely. No energy for nobody. No waste your time, man, I know, say yo, yeah. If he go cause my peace, then I go take my leave. If he no be money, do not disturb me, please. If he go cause my peace, that's some expensive shit, oh. If he no be money, do not disturb me, please. My disorder, it is what it is, yeah. My boobie uliva.
Montreal, my city, welcome back to the Morning Detour. It is July 9th, 2021. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. Now it's about that time for us to do some local and international news. Now, Larina, I know you might be surprised at this. You might be excited. I don't know. Quebec stores don't need to limit number of clients starting Monday, province says. So stores across Quebec will no longer be required to limit the number of people inside beginning next week. The province announced on Wednesday as the COVID-19 health crisis continues to improve. So apparently we're looking good. By the way, I saw people in the old port over the weekend. I was like, goddamn, the Ferris wheel was turning, the whole lights was turned on. People, face masks will still be mandatory in indoor public places. So beginning Monday, the new measures will apply to retail businesses everywhere in Quebec that are under the green alert level. While capacity limits will no longer be required, stores will still be required to manage traffic indoors to ensure customers remain a distance of 1 meter. Now, we've gone from 2 meters to 1 meter, Lorena. Big difference? How you feel?
I want to go back to 2 meters.
Who are you trying to run away from?
I just like my space.
So as of Wednesday, more than 80% of the eligible population has received one dose of a vaccine, while 39% of people have been fully vaccinated. Now, but let me switch gears a little bit, Lorena. I'm getting really scared about this COVID passport thing. So digital vaccination passports coming to Quebecers Thursday, but they have no purpose yet. Now, you don't have to tell me it has no purpose yet. You put it in place. Don't tell me it has no purpose yet. So Quebecers have been getting an email and a piece of paper after getting their first COVID-19 vaccine dose. But starting Thursday, they'll start to get the province long-awaited official digital proof of vaccination. Lorena, are you excited? Another QR code. I know you're a big fan of QR codes. So it will take the form of an individual QR code that can be scanned on a cell phone, similar to a boarding pass at the airport. So the system has been discussed for weeks by provincial officials, but they only confirmed this week when exactly it would arrive. In the meantime, questions and pressures have been growing around exactly how it can be used, with some businesses and restaurants requesting the ability to scan customers for vaccination and therefore relax rules for them. So there's going to be a different ball game for people that are vaccinated opposed to people that are not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Why is there this idea in the world, and especially in this province, that if you're vaccinated, you're immune to getting COVID-19? As far as I know, based on the research that I've been provided, because everything's available online, the IOC, the WHO, everything's on the CDC, all their reports are available online. A vaccination is not this magical force field that prevents you from having COVID. You can still get COVID, but your body will be better equipped to fight it faster, and you'll get less symptoms. But you're not immune. So why is everybody acting like this vaccine is some kind of immunity badge?
Because they're not receiving the right information. That's why they're being literally they're scared, so they're getting it because they've been told by media or what have you that this is kind of like a cure. So people have the wrong information, but it's kind of scary when you think of it.
And let's be clear, we're not advocating for people to get the vaccine or to not get the vaccine. We're advocating for people to be well informed, have informed mm-hmm. consent, and understand what they're doing to their body and how they want to proceed. And at the end of the day, it's still a personal decision what you choose to do with your body. And the government shouldn't have this policy to kind of track you based and treat you differently based on what you choose to do with your body. But Lorena, poop might be the answer. So poop transplants have been linked to improve COVID-19 in two patients in Poland. So scientists will soon begin proper clinical trials to see if poop transplants really can help people recover from COVID-19. So the decision was spurred on by curious results from two recent hospital patients in Poland who both received fecal transplant for severe C. difficile infections. So unbeknownst at the time, these patients also had COVID-19. So apparently over the course of these of their treatments, they actually got better. So now the scientists are trying to pinpoint, was it the poop or was it something else that led to the COVID-19 kind of exiting their system? So how you feel about that? Poop transplant. They might start making us inject our body with poop.
I'm good on that.
This thing is getting crazier and crazier. Let's talk about Montreal a little bit. STM inspectors, new powers, out of touch with reconciliation and with equality, according to Wholeness. So inspectors with the Société de Transport de Montréal are set to receive police-like powers this month, drawing criticism from groups that say the change contradicts some of the city's recent commitments to marginalized communities. The new status will allow officers to issue tickets and tow vehicles found in bus lanes, intervene in cases of suspected harassment, and make arrests, among other things. Now, Lorena, I base future behavior based on what I've seen someone do already. Mm-hmm. And based on what we've seen the last couple of years when they didn't have these kind of powers, I don't really feel comfortable with the STM having police-like powers.
I don't either.
So Wholeness referenced a 2019 report that showed Black and Indigenous people were 4 to 5 times more likely to be stopped by Montreal police than white people, and Indigenous women were 11 times more likely to be stopped than white women. The report led to a new policy on street checks within the Montreal police force, though many were dissatisfied with the result. So STM officers will complete an additional module before using their new powers on top of the 14-week training they undergo at Quebec's police school. You know, Lorena, I'd like to visit this Quebec police school for a little bit, see what's going on. So the Center for Research, Action, and Race Relations wonders what the module will involve. We want to talk about these inspectors with the new increased powers dealing with, among other things, very diverse ridership. What kind of training in human rights and discrimination will they get? Fo Nemi, the executive director of CAR. So the SDM said human rights are covered in the general training of its inspectors. The training also includes a component on de-escalation and adaptation of the approach when working with the various clientels that frequent the STM network, said Philippe Derry, a spokesperson for the agency. So how do you feel about this? STM's gonna have police-like powers. I'm so happy I don't have to take the metro no more, Lorena.
Well, I'm someone that takes the metro from time to time, and I don't think it's a good idea. I feel like they were always aggressive ever since I was younger. So I don't see this turning out to be good. I'm gonna try and stay optimistic. Maybe they'll be trained well. I don't know.
But you know what? Let's give them a chance. You know, let's not poo-poo it before it happens. Let's give them a chance. Let them get their powers. And you like that, the poo-poo?
I like how you
put
that in there.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Mr. Maldito. That's Lolo and Weezy. You know how we do things. I'm about to hit you guys with something a little different. It might go a little left. So a new online calculator can predict how long seniors have left to live and what help they need. Is this Minority Report? I just watched, the Tomorrow War on Prime Video? It's crazy. Why can't they just admit that we could go into the future? Just admit it. So amid a lack of proper support for Canadians receiving home-based support towards the end of their lives, a new risk calculator is helping predict how long seniors have left to live. So the risk evaluation for support prediction for elder life in the community tool, dubbed RISPEC, for short, can predict death within 6 months and was developed using data for more than 491,000 community dwelling adults aged at least 50 years who use home care between 2007 and 2013. So the RISPEC calculator allows families and their loved ones to plan, said Dr. Amy Hsu, investigator at the Bruyer Research Institute and lead author of the study. How do you feel about this? So now we're predicting when our elderly is going to die. So, oh boy, the treatment's going to get crazy. We're really not treating them right, Lorena.
I feel like we're just monitoring too many things about people. Like, they want to know everything. Like, soon they're going to want to predict when you're going to have a kid, what that kid's going to be born with, if they're born with any disabilities. Like, it's way too much. And when it comes to planning, I mean, I think from young, we should be planning these things anyway so that our families aren't hit with like a bunch of different fees and payments that they have to make. So I think like planning for that and having insurance is really important. But I think, again, this is too much. There's other things that they should be focusing on.
Yeah, so basically, you know what? We're good on the RISPEC calculator thing. I don't need to know when my mom is going to pass. I'm good on that. Yeah. Let's switch gears. Not in solidarity with us. Indigenous leaders call for church arsons to stop. It's a big problem across the country right now. A lot of the Catholic churches are being burned down right now. So residential school survivors and Indigenous leaders are calling for unknown arsonists to stop burning down churches after more than a dozen Christian places of worship were set on fire and vandalized recently. So the fires are believed to be in reaction to the confirmation of more than 1,000 unmarked graves so far at several former residential school sites. Burning down churches is not in solidarity with us Indigenous people. As I said, we do not destroy people's places of worship, said Jean-Alain Riley, an assistant Pentecostal minister at Living Waters Church, in a press conference on Monday. We're concerned about the burning and defacing of churches, bringing more strife, depression, and anxiety to those already in pain and mourning. Now, Lorena, as we, you know, we haven't made it to Quebec yet, and wait to see when it's Quebec's turn to kind of like monitor the soil and see if there's dead bodies here. Quebec, watch Quebec be the only province not to do it. Watch Quebec be the only province, because we haven't made it to Quebec. We started off there in BC. We're halfway through the country, and they're finding more and more bodies. But yeah, man, they shouldn't burn down the churches. That's not going to solve nothing. Like me, when I look at an issue and I look at a problem, I try to understand, what is the point of burning down the churches? Is it going to bring back the bodies? No. Is it going to make the Canadian government respect Indigenous people more? No. So no. What is the point of burning down these churches?
There's no point, but people are just reacting immediately off of anger. So that's unfortunately what's happening. But I agree with you. It's not going to solve anything.
It's not a productive way to do things. So no arrests or suspects have been announced by the RCMP. But the string of suspicious church fires and vandalism across Canada began after the 1,000 unmarked graves have been found so far out west. So it's really, really sad, man. The Indigenous people really having a tough go right now, man. Us at the Moore Dita, we're sending all our love and support to all the families and friends affected by these. I don't know, man. I'll go as far as saying it's a genocide. I'll go as far as saying that. No, I feel very comfortable saying that.
Yep.
We got to pray for Haiti, Lorena. We got to pray for Haiti, man. So arrest reports in wake of assassination of Haitian president. So a squad of gunmen assassinated Haitian president Jovenel Moïse and wounded his wife in an overnight raid on their home Wednesday, with police killing four suspects and arresting two others hours later amid growing chaos in a country already enduring gang violence and protests of this increasingly authoritarian rule. The gate, meh. This is tough, man. This stuff, you know, me myself being half Haitian, man, I feel a way about this, man. This the world we live in now. You could just go into the palace and just gun down the president.
No, that's crazy. That's really scary, actually. Really scary.
Man, so, you know, our praise goes out to the Haitian community. That's obviously mourning right now. Jovenel was a dope dude, man. It's crazy to go out like that, man. You know, like, there's other ways to get to a resolution for our differences upon killing. Because death is so definite, Lorena. Like, there's no coming back from that. There's no coming back from that. And even Dominican, they closed their border that they had with Haiti as well. So this is going to cause even more strife within the country. Boy, it's tough, man. It's tough. What's even tougher, though, Lorena, you know, we're a big, big advocate here about a healthy earth, a strong earth. We always talk about the environment on here. Climate change, really in a bad place right now, and we're living it already. Climate change behind extreme weather events in Canada, experts say. So climate change is making extreme weather events more frequent and severe, experts say, with Canada being the latest flashpoint as it battles extreme heat. So on the West Coast, the BC Wildfire Services noted 70 new fires sparked on Thursday alone. This was last week. 70 new fires. Lorena, I can't even count to 10 without getting tired, so 70 is like a large number for me, with roughly 12,000 lightning strikes reported in the province that day. So as of last Friday, the service said there were 136 active wildfires across BC after temperatures that soared into the 40s dried out forests and caused scores of heat-related deaths. This is crazy. What's even crazy, Lorena, check this. So the warning preparedness meteorologist for Environment and Climate Change Canada, Natalie Hassell, told CTV News Channel last Friday that Canadians need to prepare for more extreme weather events. We need to prepare, Lorena. I don't know if you and I can survive a lightning strike. I know what's going on with all of that. But she goes on to say the fact that this has happened and the suggestion that it could happen more with the same intensity or greater intensity than what we've seen in the past, a longer duration than what we've seen in the past, that does fit with what we can expect from climate change, Hassell said. So apparently it's only going to get worse.
I remember you did mention that a few weeks ago. We did have a tornado here in Quebec.
Right.
I do remember that. I think it's time that we stock up on some essentials, get some candles and stuff like that. I don't know what's going to happen, but just have some stuff in your home just in case.
Learn some Kumbaya songs. Is it time to take our cash money out of the bank? Well, around the fire, the end of days, you know, you want to have some good folklore songs to sing, you know, to boost the morale a little bit. So you're not going to sing.
Okay, no.
So we're going to be in a climate change. Thunderstorms and fires.
I'm going to buy some essential products to help me get through this. A song, as much as I love music, not really going to help me.
Speaking of some more climate change, fish can get hooked on meth in drug polluted waters, a study suggests. let me chop our phone. Next week, I'm going to talk about this fish that has some glowing bones, but I ain't going to talk about it this week. So, are fish getting addicted to drugs that humans flush down the toilet? So, researchers in the Czech Republic seem to think it's possible after they deliberately tried to get dozens of trout hooked on meth for a water pollution study. Their findings suggest that illicit human drugs may have unintended and devastating consequences in freshwater ecosystems where fish can become addicted to drug-tainted wastewater. So they did a control test with these fish. They had one water that was kind of like drug filled, another one was clear. Then after a couple of weeks, they put the fish back in like into their regular ecosystem, and they found that the fish that was in the meth water, they just typically went back to the polluted water.
Okay, but so wait, because a lot of things have been put into the water. We have birth control. We have the crack that was happening in the 80s. So the fish were immune to all these things. And now all of a sudden, meth is it?
They conclude that even a low level of drug pollution in the water can have a devastating effect on aquatic life. They also raise concerns that addicted fish might congregate around wastewater treatment plants where they might potentially get a low level hit from the harmful runoff. Yo, what this world that we live in, I don't know, man. Mucho much, it's crazy. So that's all I have for the news. Let's play some more Terrace Mix. DJ Moon, one in the building. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3.
Doesn't mean every man gonna make time.
The Morning Detour on
on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Fabi and Mr. Blue invites you to a barbecue on Saturday, July 24th from noon to 9 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park, formerly called Kent Park, Côte Neige and Appleton. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, doubles, roti, jerk pork and chicken, curry goat and chicken, lots of side dishes. Music by DJ Jason. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Saturday, July 24th, noon to 9 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park in Côte d'Neige. So nice, we had to do it twice. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Wazy Moon Chaser. So y'all know, every week we do a jam of the week. Boy, this one here, boy, I got the email last week. The song is called Welcome to Montreal. It's done by my man, Main Champagne. Listen. A lot of people have tried over the last couple of years to try to embody that Montreal sound. I think I saw the visuals. I saw the girls with the different college and university hoodies. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm talking about. You have the bar scene, had me feeling like Winston Churchill back in the day. So, okay, this guy knows the Montreal vibe. And the biggest thing about the song, Welcome to Montreal, the song is catchy, man. I'm singing a song to myself around the house. Playing the song. Come it's back. Catchy. So Montreal, my city, I want to welcome to the show, musical artist, Main Champagne. How you doing, King?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Okay, talk to me about this song. You sent me this song last week. I didn't even know my email was available online for this thing to happen. You know what I mean? So I was like, what's going on here? But, sometimes I'll be honest with you, Main Champagne. Sometimes I get a little scared when I get tracks. I'm not Diddy. I'm not Dame. But I never know how the thing's going to flash out. But, yo, it sounded really good. It's professional. And, as I said before, it's catchy as hell. Welcome to Montreal. How did this song come together?
Yo, first off, before I tell you the story, I want to apologize to Dwight Drummond and Michelle Mandel from Toronto Sun, and Dwight Drummond is from CBC Toronto, because how this song came about was I had an interview for the Toronto Sun and the CBC about my life in the streets and shit, right?
Okay.
But I was on my face. I'm not even going to lie. I was on my face. I was dead broke. And before I had these interviews, I was in Thunder Bay doing a little 1-2s. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So while I was in the spot in the trap, right, there was this fiend that was doing this. He was showing me this like EDM shuffle kind of shit. And it just kind of intrigued me and shit. And like, I already did a song about Edmonton and I have one record about Toronto. So I'm like, Montreal is like the next logical step. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We should have been the first track, though. I ain't gonna hold you. We should have been the first one. But I'll let you go. I'll leave you to it.
So, yeah. Back to what I was saying. The fiend was in the spot and he was doing this little EDM shuffle. So I went through YouTube and found like some EDM type of pop beats, right?
Right.
And I just started writing the record. And I had a youngin' with me. That he spoke French and shit, so he kind of helped me a little bit with the English and the French part.
With the translation, okay. Because you sound on point. So, okay, are you telling me here that you're not from Montreal?
No, I'm not from Montreal. That's but crazy. I've done work with Snag and Haitian Fresh in the past.
Okay.
So I've done videos here before.
That is crazy. Because, yo, by listening to the song Welcome to Montreal, you'll think to yourself, oh, man, this guy, he's a lifer. He's born and raised in the city.
But if you listen to the line, it says, she said, you look like you new in town. Maybe you should stick around.
Hey! Oh, okay. So you're out there. A boy put you on that EDM kind of flow. How did that translate to this amazing track?
Yeah, that was... let me get the timeline right so you get the timeline. So this is November 2019.
Right.
I wrote the record to the YouTube beat, mm-hmm. and I sat on it a year. Fast forward a year later to November 2020. I just finished my single before Montreal called Joanna, and I didn't know what my next move was gonna be.
Right.
And I can't stay in Toronto because financially,
it's expensive.
So I started reaching out to people in Montreal, and I sent the record to MC Mario Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, he was the last official DJ when the Canadians won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So I was going to do the record with MC Mario, but basically what happened was I used his name to get to the labels and shit, and they wasn't biting. And he didn't want to take the risk financially with me to come up with the video.
Okay.
So that kind of just...
So I left you on an island by yourself now to figure this thing out, right?
Yeah, I got to figure it out on my own. So I already re-recorded the record with a producer named Steve Hollywood, put a new beat under it. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to move to Montreal. But I didn't plan to like I was going to release a song from Toronto. I wasn't going to release a song from here. But my financial situation and whatnot is like, you know what? I got to move to Montreal. March 2021, I moved here and I stayed in the Airbnb for a month.
Woo.
I found these Alouette dancers. They also, they moonlight by the name of Elevate. And we put the joint together, yo.
Look at that. Networking at its best. Look at that. You come out the cold. You make things happen. But you know what they say? They say crisis builds character. If you can't resurface after you put yourself in some crisis, you ain't built for life. You ain't built for life.
Facts,
Champagne.
Facts.
You a survivor, Champagne. You got Alouette dancers in your video. I thought they was regular chicks. They're still...
Yeah, they dance for the Alouettes. Some of them dance for the Alouettes, man.
Okay,
how I know those girls? I know those girls from 2 years ago. Cause remember, I told you I did a joint with Snag and Young Snag and Haitian Fresh.
Exactly.
The director hooked up with him for a couple more videos, and he introduced me to those girls. And I always had those girls in the back of my mind that I wanted to do something with them.
Oh man, so dope, man! Everything coming full circle. Okay, so you in the city now? You finally got the song done. You got it produced by a guy that you felt was right. The song's called "Welcome to Montreal." Is it doing what you thought it should be doing? Because I feel every radio station should be playing this song. This song, man, is dope. This song, it should be the
man, it slowly is catching on. Like I'm in the downtown area, so like all the DJs in the McGill area, they playing the shit out of that record right now, man.
They need to play that, you know. Well, you know, they should have played that at some point during the Canadians in the playoff. That would have just shot you through the roof.
For sure.
Listen, I'm not going on a limb, you know what I'm saying? I think it may become the official Montreal anthem. Quiet as kept. I'm a real Montreal dude. People know, they know my pedigree. I think it may be the Montreal anthem. It's catchy, it's fun. You included lyrics, you know, you have a part where you say, you know, it doesn't matter what school you come from, and you shout out the university. I thought that was really dope. Because, you know, we're a competitive city, and sometimes the school, you know, we get competitive. I went to Concordia, and I did some schooling at McGill as well. So I know how the energy's like. What would you like the song to do now? Now you have the song out. Did you get to all the DJs already in the city? What's the energy?
Every commercial radio station and radio personality you could think of, bro. I even invited some of them beforehand to come to the video shoot, bro. Trust me. I thought of everything.
Yo, you should have called me. The next time you do that, you should have called me. I'm the most energetic host in the country. They don't build two Wheezy Moon Chasers.
That's what's up.
Okay, so the song's out. Welcome to Montreal. I want to encourage everybody in the city to listen to the song. I'm going to play it after this interview. But man, Champagne, hang out with me for a little bit. So where are you going now? So you consider yourself a recording artist, obviously.
Right. I started off as a producer.
Right.
Like back in 2007, I produced for Drake. You Must Hate Money on his comeback season mixtape.
Woo!
And then slowly I evolved into an artist myself.
So what was that experience like working with Drake?
I mean, this is like
before the glow up.
Yeah, this is local Drake. I mean, he was warming up. This is Trey Songz' replacement girl.
Ah! But those are, you know, listen, I'm a big Drake fan. Those are so instrumental parts in the Drake story. That whole successful with Trey and all of that.
Yeah.
Did you see his career going the way it went even at the time when you were working with him?
Nah, because I don't even know if he saw it, bro. Because like when I talked to him on the phone, like he was trying to sell me on the fact that his relatives was famous.
Yo, man, Champagne talking on Drake. That's what I'm talking about. This is the best morning show in the city. I tell CKT all the time, y'all gotta get me on from Monday to Friday. There's too much people for me to talk to. So, man, Champagne, you the artist. You have the hot joint. Welcome to Montreal Art right now. What could we expect further from you? Are you looking to do an EP? What's going on?
Yeah, I got an EP in the works called Evoking Emotions. Mm. And, yeah, it's going to be hot, man. Some real personal deep shit, man.
Yo, you're going to have to come hit the sofa, man. You're going to have to come on Running with Wolf podcast. That's where people come to get deep on the podcast. Let the people know how they can follow you, how they can encourage you, and where they can listen to the song Welcome to Montreal.
Yeah, it's on all digital platforms, TikTok, Spotify, iTunes, everything. There's a video on YouTube. Just... Hey, man, welcome to Montreal.
Listen, I'm gonna put all those links up there. Get that video going as well. Yo, Main Champagne, I appreciate you for coming on the show. The song is called Welcome to Montreal. Listen, I think you got the Montreal anthem down pat right there, brother.
Man, yeah, I sent you that video clip of McGill the other night with them partying to it, right?
No, y'all is crazy. Y'all gotta invite me to some of them joints. I'll shut that shit down. Montreal, I say, you know how we do things. This is the jam of the week. Welcome to Montreal. You ready now?
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Plus de champagne, s'il vous plaît.
She say you look like you know in town. Maybe you should stick around. Is this your first time in Montreal? Then monsieur, you gon' have a ball. She said bonjour, hey. Comment t'appelles tu? J'aime beaucoup ton style. Boy, I'm really feeling you. She just gon' jump in my ride. We gon' get so late tonight. She looked me dead in my eye. She said, welcome to Montreal.
Come see, come stop. Come see, come stop.
She said, welcome to Montreal.
Come see, come stop. Come see, come stop. Come see, come stop.
She said, welcome to Montreal. I just wanna see you tick-tock like two hands on a clock. Then stop and pose for the camera, cause baby girl, you know you're so hot. Concordia or McGill, girl, don't make a difference to me. Just as long as you from Montreal, shawty, you all that I need. San Juan Cat, yeah, yeah. YUL, yeah, yeah. 2AC Belle Pornoir, you know this well, yeah, yeah. Got your half jersey on, yeah, you know that turn me on, yeah. J'en viens bientôt, baby, I won't be long, yo. She said, bonjour, hey. Comment t'appelles tu? J'aime beaucoup ton style. Boy, I'm really feeling you. She just gon' jump in my ride. We gon' get so late tonight. She looked me dead in my eye. She said, welcome to Montreal.
Come see, come stop. Come see, come stop. Come see, come stop.
She said, welcome to Montreal.
Come see, come stop. Come see, come stop.
She said, welcome to Montreal.
I'm at the bank, beating it down. Right before I make all my rounds. I beat that hoe with no sound. No one winds up bound. Oh, half a meal for a show. Watch me control the whole crowd. Jury on, ain't no choice but be loud. Ice on my neck, I can drown.
I will eat Mr. Chow. Something to put in her mouth. I'll make her fly to the west. Okay. Then tell that little bird to go south. Uh-huh. How you want Birkins and shoes when you ain't even got a house? Right. We get in one argument, you gon' live in that purse. When I'm kicking you out, I don't fuck with no broke bros. Ain't no doubt that be chasing them rich, rich for the clout. Put they head in the ceiling in the clouds. And then they go running they mouth. And then they go telling they friends. Talking about he ain't a man. That should be making me hot. Cause baby girl, I'm not a fan. Who that? Who that? Say you keep it real, you don't do that. Do that. Everybody lying like true that. True that. New friends with a loot at. Yeah. Who that? That my little don't move that. Do that. Might break your whole crew now. Now it's time to get a whole new bag. Yeah.
Milk in the game. I want everything from hundreds to change. Everything. Houses insane. Glass porch, you can sleep in the rain. I forgot to tell you that the kids, they want a private plane.
I forgot to tell you that that girl say she need a part of the pain.
Name one nigga that live what he talking about. Talking about, talking about. Death to a nigga that lie on a trap house. I gave her a little bit more than she tapped out. Hit a two live crew like up, face down.
Hella diamonds, hella watches, hella rings and chains. Couple colors, I got red, rose, gold, white, and plain. Start the engine, watch it room, room, then I switch all the lanes. Half $1 million on the car, and I ain't even drove it yet.
Hey, $500,000 on my tax, I just had to go pay the shoe. To speak to me, you better leave me direct, I don't talk to no middlemen. I just came back from taxing a girl that I met off the internet.
I just turned up out of plastic, now she's looking like a silhouette.
Milk in the game. I want everything from hundreds to change.
Houses insane. Glass porch, you can sleep in the rain. I forgot to tell you that the kids, they want a private plane.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, we're back. It's The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. Weezy, let's get into some culture and entertainment news.
Yeah.
First up, we have It's Back, the International Nuit d'Afrique show. The 35th edition of the festival is happening. It starts on July 13th to the 18th, and you can find it at Quartier des Spectacles. They will have things happening during the day and night to check out.
Okay, okay. Events, Lorena. Okay. You got your African colors ready? We need to go down there fully in African wear and enjoy that. Take that in. Nuit d'Afrique is dope.
No, it is dope. I did go 1 year, and I thought it was super fun. Again, Just for Laughs is happening July 26th to the 31st. So definitely check out some tickets at their website. They're going to have a lot of great